Odyssey app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Around 160 million Americans are under some sort of heat advisory, with alerts up from Kansas to Maine as hot weather steams in. In the West, there is still a very real fire danger from dozens of wildfires burning across nine states. We're also learning more about the three firefighters killed when they were trapped along the Utah-Colorado border.
With new blazes exploding by the day, prompting evacuations, new details about the three firefighters killed in the line of duty. The U.S. Forest Service says 38-year-old Emily Barker, 27-year-old Nick Hutcherson, and 27-year-old Sydney Watson forced to use their emergency fire shelters when they became trapped in flames.
ABC's Melissa Adon. The Supreme Court wraps up its term this morning with decisions on trans girls in sports and President Trump's order limiting birthright citizenship. The death toll in the Venezuela earthquakes, now more than 1,700 people as the search continues through ruined buildings. This is ABC News. Police say an 18-year-old autistic man was kidnapped during a carjacking at a Charlotte, North Carolina gas station. The story from ABC's Hannah Patah.
Police say 18-year-old Griffin Hare had stopped for gas in Charlotte when a woman got into his Mini Cooper and drove away, with Griffin still inside.
I'm scared!
Griffin's father says he was on the phone with his son and heard panic in his voice and a woman yelling in the background before the call suddenly dropped.
One of the scariest things that you can imagine happening, and it is our worst fears come to life.
Griffin then jumped from the car into traffic to escape. Officers then moving in, taking the woman, identified as 44-year-old.
Today is Tuesday, June 30th. I'm Megan Lynch. Kirkwood police bringing a new tool to the fight against illegal fireworks this 4th of July, a drone. It's the first year the department's flying one over neighborhoods to investigate holiday firework complaints, and it comes with a feature people might not see coming, but they'll hear it. KMOX's Michael Calhoun asked Kirkwood police spokesman Officer Gary Baldridge.
What are some of the interesting or unique features about this? For instance, I heard that it has a loudspeaker on it.
Correct. Yeah, so our drone, it has a loudspeaker, we have a spotlight, so along with all the other bells and whistles that it has a live camera feed we're able to record, also has infrared technology, the list goes on and on. But our loudspeaker, we're going to utilize, we have a pre-recorded message that in the event we make contact with anyone who is illegally discharging fireworks, which by itself is illegal, we'll be able to play the message.
That recorded message is a warning to stop and that an officer may follow up in person. One thing that the drone cannot do, Officer Baldridge tells us, it cannot hand out a ticket from the air. Boeing inching closer to completing the hangar where America's latest fighter jets will roll off the assembly line.
U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt is celebrating progress in the construction of the Boeing hangar where the next generation of American fighter jets will be assembled. Schmidt says these jets are needed along with more military buildup because of the growing threat of China's military.
China has a bigger Navy than we have right now. Not a better Navy, but a bigger Navy. Their shipyards outproduce ours by it's not even close. And so I'm supportive of that to revitalize our industrial base.
Schmidt criticized the Biden administration for attempting to strip the next generation fighter jets from the national defense budget. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Could additional tornado relief come to St. Louis with a bill to fund the war in Iran? U.S. Senator Eric Schmidt said the bill to fund the war could be the vehicle to attach community development block grant relief funds.
Is there going to be a bill where you can get Republicans and Democrats to come together on that? I'm supportive of it. I talked to the mayor about it just last week. And so we're going to work as hard as we can to get something done there.
St. Louis has previously received the fund for other disasters, including more than $82 million for the flood of 2022. The U.S. Postmaster General firing back at Missouri's U.S. Senator Josh Hawley after a blistering hearing. David Steiner wrote to Hawley disputing his complaints about Missouri mail. Steiner says the Postal Service has no record of the letters Hawley claimed he sent about mail dumping and that issues are now with the agency's independent watchdog. At that hearing, Hawley had gone after Steiner's own pay.
The Postmaster Generals of this country in the last 10 years have gotten bonuses over $2 million. You got a bonus last year, $305,781. Why? Why are you getting bonuses when my constituents can't get the mail.
Steiner's letter never mentions the bonuses. Instead, Steiner ends on a personal note telling Hawley his mother raised him to treat people with decorum and that he'll expect the same from the senator here on out. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe expected to act on the $50.7 billion state budget lawmakers have passed. The move comes as the next fiscal year begins tomorrow. However, the governor tells reporters Missouri has a spending problem.
We have a spending problem, and business people understand, households understand that when you're bringing in sufficient revenue, but you're spending more than you're bringing in, you have to make some tough decisions, and we'll work with that. I'm going to have a call with legislative leaders.
Governor Kehoe says he will meet with legislative leaders to talk about what a responsible plan is for Missourians, but he cautions not everyone is going to be happy, and he says he understands. The deadline to apply or reapply for the senior tax freeze in St. Louis County is today. However, if you're a senior in St. Charles, you've been given a little more time. The St. Charles County Council unanimously passed an ordinance that gives seniors until midnight July 6th to apply. They say the move is to make up for a handful of days in June when the online portal was not working. The extreme heat exacerbating an already difficult situation for people trying to make ends meet, including rising utility costs, food and gasoline.
But there is a beacon in the dark for the elderly, disabled, the poor, and people living paycheck to paycheck. It's Cool Down St. Louis. KMWatch talked with founder Gentry Trotter.
Checking on your neighbors is critically important. So you need to make sure that you check on them, feel them, touch them. And if they're having any problems during this awful heat, then what you need to do is get in touch with, first of all, before you send them to 911, before you send them 911, hopefully they can be remedied, which the fire departments are good at doing and stabilizing them.
And that's just what happened on Sunday. St. Louis firefighters responded to a medical emergency and found an elderly woman in her home. It was 90 degrees. If you need assistance, cooldownstlewis.org. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.